Welcome back here to X's and Bros on this Wednesday morning. Good morning to all of you, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning from 6 to 9 here on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting all across the great state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to Toledo on this Wednesday morning, 28th day of October, 2020. I tell you what, great to have Josh on with us. We'll talk to Logan Lamer and Deer about the Lions, the acquisition of Everson Griffin. That is coming up as well. Very much looking forward to that conversation with Logan. And we crowned a World Series champion, the LA Dodgers. You know, I saw something that Pat Riley had said. And Pat Riley said that the asterisk does not belong to the LA Lakers. It belongs next to our name because we lost that series. And I thought that that was very interesting because I wonder how Tampa Bay will look back on this year. It was an exciting season of baseball capped last night in the condensed 60-game format, in which it felt like every game had a lot more importance and expanded playoff. Things were a lot different this year, obviously, for a multitude of different reasons. But it is very interesting when you go back and you think and you look at how this season played out and how quickly it all came to an end. Now, I am a fan because I watch it in the NHL and I watch it in the NBA. I'm a fan of the urgency that football has and why every game feels so important, where 3-3 for the Lions felt a whole hell of a lot different than 1-3 did. Couple of back-to-back wins and all of a sudden your team is singing and your fan base is singing a whole new tune. And you just don't have that in the game of baseball. But I was wondering, just, you know, would they ever drop down to 82 games? No, they'll never cut the season in half. Because you look at it, and you look at, okay, you know, John Wagner mentioned this to us on Tuesday. Got to be careful with any of the numerical stats because the fact that there are more playoff games being played today than there were in the past. So the numbers are going to be, you know, a little bit inflated. That unless, of course, you're Blake Snell, and then they're just going to pull you after you see every batter twice, and then it doesn't really matter how great of a night you're having. You're coming out of the game so that your bullpen can blow it. That's neither here nor there. But I wonder if baseball did shorten its season, was there any more interest in this year? I don't put an asterisk next to any of the titles that were won because this entire year is going to have an asterisk as one we will remember forever. But was it a little more intriguing because everything was so quick, because every game mattered, because it felt like the Tigers were a little bit better this year? Did that mean anything to you? Did it mean anything different to you? Did this season being shorter and every game having more importance, was that more exciting for you? Dan, Ryan, as baseball fans, and Dan is especially, you know, on the Fox Sports Detroit side working in baseball, did the shortened season do anything for you?
Did it do anything for me? I thought it was a little, what, you know, sitting there last night, obviously it's in my head. You know, do they really deserve this? They only played 60 games. So I think...
Did that thought really cross your mind?
Yes, it did. It did.
Really?
It really did. So I'm going to need a few days. It kind of... I have been one to say they need to at least shorten the season or, you know, consider scheduling doubleheaders. But 60 games just doesn't... I said 50 games before the season, when we were talking about this, you know, we said, you know, how many games do you think they need to play for it to feel legitimate? And I said 50, and they ended up playing 60, and now I feel weird about it. Because I just don't know. You know, who knows what could have happened in game 100, game 120, 140, you know, where somebody gets injured or there's, you know, a team goes on a 15-game winning streak, or who knows? Or you look at what the Nationals did last year. They go from, I think they were 11-19 or something like that, and they end up winning the World Series. So it's weird. I maybe in 2 weeks I'll say, yeah, they deserved it, but right now it does feel a little weird that they only played 60 games.
Right. I feel it was expanded playoffs. They play more playoff games, so, yeah, it's a real championship. But these are the same people, like baseball purists, that don't want to budge from 162, and they're going to be the same ones that say, yeah, 60-game season counts. It's like, okay, then let's lower the amount of games we play. Nope. 162 has to be the number.
It just – I don't know. I liked it. You know, but you know me. I'm really.
All right, I wish baseball would go like. I wish baseball would play a little less games.
Yeah, a little less. So you're looking at like the 154.
You could do 130.
I would be cool with that. I mean, what do you really need that many games to?
Well, the thing is though, like you say 130. The thing is with baseball, it's like you can't throw guys off that much. You know, when there's a 5-game rotation or, you know, 5-man rotation, and you know, what if a guy's off day is, you know, what if there's a two off days in a row or something because you're only playing 130 games, and then it's like this guy hasn't pitched in 10 days because his start got skipped. It's then weird. Situations.
You go to your computer, you punch in the numbers, and you see what Terminator tells you to do.
Ryan is anti-analytics over there. Mr. Math doesn't matter. Well, as Leon Bull Durham used to say, he was the highest paid guy in the Big Red Machines roster. I just saw the other day on Twitter. It was floating around. My guy Bull Durham, he said, if you can't hit it to the opposite field, you don't belong playing here. And that was at the AAA level. So, but it is interesting. Do we need a 5-man rotation? Do we need that fifth starter? Does that really need to be?
Oh, see, now here you go.
Is that really like?
Nope. Now you're going to be taking people's jobs away. Just like the designated hitter.
No, just put him in the bullpen. Openers. Yeah.
Put him in the
bullpen. You don't need starters.
Bullpen.
Just openers. They pitch every 2 days.
I guess it just doesn't make it that whole, you know, I'm a fan of contraction, right? I think that too much of anything is probably not a good thing, you know? And people talk about the expansion. The Seattle Kraken expanding in the NHL was good for the NHL because they needed to balance their conferences. You can't have, you know, 14 teams over here and 16 on the other side. That's just not going to work. So when you add Las Vegas and now add the Kraken, you can go 16 and 16. That's good. Las Vegas is a hot spot for NBA basketball. Seattle, the Supersonics, they want their team back, but they don't have the facility to do it. Should you add two more teams to the NBA? Would that really be a good idea? That I don't know. I don't believe it is. You know, I actually think you could probably go down to 28 teams. They'll never do that. But, you know, from a revenue sharing standpoint and everything else, you just want it to be competitive. Baseball's a much bigger roster. You mentioned the rotation, you know, 5 different starters. If I'm really worried about a guy getting 2 off days in a row, like, okay, so we missed his scheduled start and he's going to pitch the next day or 2 days from then, like, should I really be that concerned about that?
Well, it's just there.
Should he not be able to go as a professional? Do you know? You stay up too late, and you're like, oh, I can't do radio tomorrow because I was up till 1:30. You overcome and adapt, Dan. That's what you do. You're a professional.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but like you look at Tony Gonsolin, and I'm not making any excuses. The guy was not good in the postseason, but prior to the postseason, because of how everything had laid out, he hadn't pitched in 17 days. It's like, I mean, that's how stuff would happen. Like. Starters would get skipped 4 or 5 starts in a season because of how the scheduling would work out. How I think they should do it is you schedule 1 doubleheader. The season's 6 months long. Schedule 1 doubleheader a month. That takes off a week on the back end where you can start the playoffs earlier.
I don't mind that. And I think that if they did that, the league should do some sort of promotion league-wide for the doubleheader day and make it like a Sunday or something like that and give them the Monday off for the travel day because it's a Monday anyways in the summer. But they should do some sort of league-wide promotion where whoever's hosting that home game, there should be a ticket incentive or some sort of incentive league-wide for fans in the stands. I actually really like that idea. I think that's pretty good. We'll get in some of your texts. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. Back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for my friends at DraftKings. Now there's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. And to add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes that are up for grabs. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, do it. Download the DraftKings daily fantasy app and remember that promo code HUGE for your shot at millions of dollars in prizes. Like I said, for a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on all the action. Enter code HUGE to get that free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code HUGE, only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Download that DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now and remember promo code HUGE.
Delightfully devilish deals are just around the corner when you shop at Meijer. Buy five and save $5 instantly when you mix or match Halloween favorites like Hershey's snack-sized bagged candy, just $2.79 each. Lay's potato chips, just $1.99. Plus save 40% on Halloween costumes. And enjoy free Meijer pickup on orders of $50 or more. Visit Meijer.com to get started. Don't wait. Enjoy the spooky savings while they last at your local Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag pop the tap at freddythepizzaman.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, thepizzaman.com, or email freddythepizzaman@gmail.com.
Quiet strength. It is informational and pragmatic. It is compassionate, determined, relentless, and giving. Quiet strength comes from the heart, and it also comes from the brain. Wanting to do the right thing is noble, but discovering how to do the right thing is impactful and lasting. The rehabilitation of traumatic brain injury is what we do at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. The knowledge, the expertise, the innovation, they come from the brain. Dedicating our lives to the lives of those affected by TBI is also what we do at the Eisenhower Center. The compassion, the respect, the concern, they come from the heart. Our goal is to share our quiet strength with you.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Frank Gargano holding it down for us in the Glass City Studio. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000, or the Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527. I should tell you this about Frank. He's a native Chicagoan and had this big thing going where Mitchell Trubisky was off of the series Game of Thrones, where Mitchell Trubisky was the king of the North. And used to say that as if he actually believed it. And I was like, this guy's sick in the head. Like, Aaron Rodgers is clearly the best quarterback in this division. But whatever. Go neither here nor there. And I wanted to know, and maybe he'll shoot a text or whatever, maybe a tweet about the King of the North being beheaded and replaced now by Nick Foles. They're in Chicago. Tough loss for the Bears. They looked absolutely dismal against the Rams. And I'm still not sold on what the Bears are. Their record of 5-2. Should be 4-3 if DeAndre Swift catches that ball. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, pretty wild. Paul Feinbaum, by the way, said Trevor Lawrence's comments are ridiculous and told him to shut up, which I find is very interesting because if that would have been an SEC quarterback, he'd have been like, oh, yeah, of course, the greatest thing since sliced bread. The mouth of the South, Paul Feinbaum. Get out of here. Signed and sealed if they both play the final 10 games. Tua has more wins than Stafford or vice versa for a steak or pizza. Also, money line, Miami beats the Rams this week. Pizza or steak. Signed your number two fan behind Rory. Wait, are you Rory? I am not the mascot, Rory. I'm not. I am the most fair and honest media member in the history of media. Fair and honest. That's what we are. We're 3-3. We're middle of the pack. We're 500. Matthew Stafford is a good quarterback. How do I know that? Because everybody tells me he's a good quarterback. Guys that play in the league tell me he's a good quarterback. He can sling it. Go to the tweets from players, the comments from opposing coaches. Like, he makes people nervous. I wonder if Freddie's ever had a cube steak before. He's probably like, oh, yeah, if I win this bet, I'm going to get a nice ribeye. I'm going to have a filet or the manliest man steak of men, the porterhouse. Nah, get you a cube steak. There you go. A little cat meat run through the tenderizer. 60 was too short because Cash needed 100 more to earn that Cy Young winner, destroying the best lineup in baseball, should stay in the game. I don't even know what that... I mean, yes. Absolutely, Blake Snell should have stayed in the game. That was one of the biggest managerial debacles last night ever. That was terrible.
It just... It really...
That was a pee-poor decision.
See, what if it was... I mean, there was like... The same thing kind of happened in the previous game. I can't remember who it was, but they were in a jam, and the pitcher came out and took up two pitches, and the inning was over. And you're like, okay, that one actually worked. And then this time.
But they went to Nick Anderson, who's been awful.
Oh, I think it was a bad move just based on who was pitching. But it had worked previously. Why?
I don't care if it worked all season. It's the Boivin Bowl. You leave the guy in there. You can't. There is no tomorrow. If the guy would have thrown 170 pitches and his arm would have fallen off, what are you worried about tomorrow for? You got to live in the present. You got to throw the fax machines and the Google out the window and let the man pitch. You saw Blake Snell coming off that mound last night. He was furious. Imagine if that was the Tigers. What we'd be saying today. Imagine if the Tigers would have been in that position. And Guardy's a Saint, so I'm not bringing him into this. But let's say Brad Ausmus was still the manager. We're in the World Series. Blake Snell is our pitcher. He doesn't have necessarily a gem, but he's got a really good one going. And they pull him out like that. What would you be saying today if this was the Tigers?
Well, we said that a lot about Jim Leland. I can think of many times where we all were second-guessing Jim Leland, especially bringing in bullpen pitchers. Not really, you know, lineup moves or anything like that.
Oh, but his love for Danger Don Kelly.
Yeah, that's true. But we all second-guessed Jim Leland for a ton of times, and he's still beloved here. So I don't think Kevin Cash really has anything to worry about.
Jim Leland's got a lot of stock in the game, though. But what are you gonna say to the guy who's firing up darts in the dugout?
I mean, Kevin Cash has been the manager there for a while. He knows his team. He knows his guys. Blake Snell can say whatever he wants, but just like John Smoltz was saying, you know, it's not about the number of pitches. It's every single pitch. You're giving 200%. You're not doing that in the regular season. This is the World Series. It's not just physical, it's mental. Whether you can throw the pitch, you know, after with all the pressure on.
I think you got to let it ride. I think if Brad Ausmus would have done this in Detroit, there would have been a riot.
Yeah, Brad Ausmus is a little different than
Brad Ausmus would actually have to, you know, get to the playoffs outside of the first season, which, how did that go?
Oof. Not well. And I see this last night, and to me, I know you know your guys, yada, yada, yada. It's the World Series is on the line. The World Series. This isn't game, you know, 47. This is for all the marbles. Like, off season right around the corner. Here's the manager, Kevin Cash, after the game.
Kevin, I know you guys try to be consistent, but can you explain what went into the decision to take out Blake? Was it something you saw? Was it a plan to limit him to two times through? Or what was your motive there?
No, I mean, the only motive was that the lineup the Dodgers feature is as potent as any team in the league. Personally, I felt Blake had done his job and then some. Mookie coming around for the third time through. I value that. I totally respect and understand the questions that come with it. Blake gave us every opportunity to win. He was outstanding. They're not easy decisions. And that's where I came to the decision. I felt it was best after the guy got on base. Barnes hit the single. Didn't want Mookie or Seager seeing Blake a third time.
Was that the plan, even if he was just done for two times through no matter what, or was there any other wiggle room there?
No, there was no set plan. As much as people think that sometimes, there's no set plan. This organization is tremendous about giving the staff the trust to make the in-game decisions that we feel is going to make or give us the best chance to win. And I totally respect that. What it unfolded today was pretty tough.
No set plan, yet we know that's what they do. But it's not a set plan. I didn't want Mookie to see him the third time through, but you know, no plan here to really. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It makes zero sense whatsoever. Good for the Dodgers. The Dodgers, who were, you know, the best team in baseball all season, we crowned a champion. I think that's all we can ask for. I think that a lot of times in football, sometimes the best team doesn't necessarily win. And because it's a one-game eliminator, it's like the NCAA tournament, not necessarily the best way to crown a champion. But in a series like this, Blake Snell, you could see the obvious disappointment in his face walking off that mound. He thought he had more juice. Why not just go out there and visit with him? I'd rather go down. If I'm going to go down, I want to go down with him on the mound. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm going to lose, I want the guy who's got 5 1/3 of scoreless baseball going on right now. Like, if I'm going to lose, I'm going out with my guys. Not making a decision here where, you know, 5 1/3, 2 hits, 1 earned run, got charged to him, and 9 strikeouts. Like, he guy threw 73 pitches in the World Series. Come on. All right, we're going to step aside. We're talking a little Lions football. Coming up with Double L, Logan Lamer, and Deer. He's got the All Lions coverage on Sports Illustrated. That's next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.